The Inside Story with Marty Griffin. Weekdays 9 to noon. Larry Richard and John Shumway in the KDKA Morning News. Right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
712, this is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard. John Shumway is off this week, back on Monday. And not much time left. As of January 1st, the payroll tax cut that's been in place all year is scheduled to return to 6.2% from its current 4.2%, meaning that biweekly paychecks on average will be $40 smaller to you. It affects 160 million Americans. Long-term unemployment benefits for 3 million people are poised to expire, and doctors are facing an estimated 20% cuts in Medicare payments. Yet yesterday, the House rejected a Senate compromise that would have extended it for 2 months. United States Congressman Jason Altmaier joins us on KDK. Congressman, good morning.
Morning, Larry. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. You have obviously been immersed in this in Washington, and a lot of us are scratching our heads saying, why can't we get a deal done in Washington on this?
There's two things happening here. One is you have the three major, very important provisions, all of which are expiring at the end of this calendar year, so within the next 10 days. And then you have the complete and utter dysfunction that has ensued as a result of the changes in the Congress, and we just are incapable of working together. And the three provisions that you talked about, the extension of the unemployment benefits, the Medicare payment formula for doctors, anyone in the listening area who is on Medicare, their doctor who they go to that takes Medicare is facing a 27% reduction in their reimbursement only because the formula is flawed for no other reason. We fix that every year. It's an annual thing that happens. This year, of course, it's caught up in this. And then 160 million Americans who have benefited from the 2% cut in the payroll tax for this entire calendar year, the average American is affected $1,000 a year of increased taxes that would occur if we're unable to get this resolved. The Senate over the weekend, 89-10, extremely bipartisan, without any major hiccups there, passed it. Senate over the House, it was considered to be a mere formality. And some of these new folks in the House decided that they wanted to make a stand. I think they were unhappy with the fact that President Obama said that he was supportive of the plan. And, of course, anything that he supports, we have to be against. That's what they believe. So they changed their opinion. They had signed off on the deal. They had given every indication they were going to follow suit with what passed in the Senate. Again, 89-10. And, unfortunately, they didn't even allow for a vote on the Senate bill because they know that it would have passed. Their own members would have supported it. All the Democrats would, probably all, would have supported it, and it would have passed, and we'd be done. We wouldn't be having this conversation. But unfortunately, they didn't allow for that vote, and instead, we're a week away. And if these things expire, you're going to see a tax increase for 160 million Americans. The doctors are going to get a 27% reduction in their Medicare fees, and probably stop seeing Medicare patients. And it's just something that we can't allow to happen.
Yeah, it's a major deal for a lot of people. It's real. It's going to hit them in the pocketbook, and you know what's going to happen if it actually goes in. People are going to go absolutely crazy, which is what one side wants, to the ire of the nation to, you know, force their hand and say, hey, that the Democrats and the president did it. John Boehner said, hey, they're gone. The Senate left for the holidays. We've done our work, he said.
Well, they haven't done their work because they didn't allow for a vote on the Senate plan. That's the whole thing here. You know, regardless of what you think about the politics involved, it passed in the Senate 89-10, and the House did not even allow for the vote to occur yesterday when we debated this because they knew that it would pass, and they didn't want it to pass because that takes a political issue off of the table.
And so realistically, what are we looking at here, Congressman? I mean, obviously, 10 days left, the clock is ticking, and a lot of people are going to be hurt if something isn't done. Now, Michelle Bachmann's on TV today, who she didn't vote. She's saying that the two-month extension was just a temporary Band-Aid and nothing would have got done then either, so why not force the issue now?
All right. Well, Michelle Bachmann's a member of the House, and I would suggest if she wants her opinion to be known on this issue, she should have showed up yesterday and cast a vote one way or the other on it. She didn't do it. She's been on the TV talking about it. But that aside, we have to find a way to get together. We thought that had occurred with the Senate plan, which Speaker Boehner apparently had given a very positive hand wave to at the last hour, but then comes back and doesn't allow for the vote because his newer members of the House majority decided they didn't want to support that. So I don't know how this ends. The Senate has given us something that I would have voted for. I think almost all members of the House would have voted for, but that's why they didn't bring it up, because they didn't want to give the president a political victory.
Realistically, Congressman, would it help if people called their elected officials in Washington, wherever their office, and say, does that really matter? Does it affect things that you do?
It does matter. It matters a lot. People should weigh in on whatever issue is of concern to them. This is one that we happen to be talking about right now, but just in general, people should always use their voice, because we are accountable to the people who we serve. So, yeah, it does make a difference. But I as far as how is it going to end, I don't know. You have a group of people in the House who just refuse to work together, even with their own Republican counterparts in the Senate, who overwhelmingly support this. In that type of climate, it's hard to see how this gets resolved. But it's inconceivable that we're going to allow these provisions to expire and allow taxes to go up for 160 million Americans a week and a half from now.
High anxiety heading into the holidays, especially for, you know, the Medicare people that you've discussed, and those unemployment issues that many people will be affected by, and the rest of us just in a tax cut.
That's right. It affects literally everybody in America, and because of political posturing, it's in danger of expiring.
All right, we'll hold our breath and hope that something gets done, but exercise your right to contact your elected officials. Congressman Jason Altmaier, we do appreciate your time and facing this issue for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry. Good talking to you.
719 at KDKA.